Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, C. Nagatani Farms. Thank you so much to Allison and her amazing family at C. Nagatani Farms. So my recipe for you today is a Boston cream pie. And I've been getting a lot of requests for this. And I just want to make it easier for anybody that actually wants to learn how to make a Boston cream pie. It's really not that difficult. And I really think, you know what, with a little bit of practice, you will be mastering incredible Boston cream pie. And you'll be making it for your family and making it for every potluck you go to. It's really, really good. And it doesn't take a lot of finesse, more than it just takes, you know what, some simple ingredients with a lot of love. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to do is we're going to take 1.5 cups of AP flour. Now, remember, whenever we're baking, we're always mixing dry ingredients with dry ingredients, wet ingredients with wet ingredients. So it is still very important that we always remember that. And we always sieve all of our dry ingredients, because you never know what you're going to find in there. And trust me, in 11 years, I found some funny stuff floating around in my flour and sugar. So I always sieve everything out. So 1.5 cups of AP flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt. We're going to go ahead and put all of that together. Now, I use a stand mixer. I highly recommend a good stand mixer for everybody. And they're pretty affordable. So it's really not that bad to get you a stand mixer. It's a great investment, especially if you buy a KitchenAid one. Those have a lot of longevity to them. They last a long time. And if you just take care of them, they'll take care of you. So what I like to do is get all these dry ingredients and I put them in my mixer. And I'm going to go ahead and add 1/2 cup of milk, 3 eggs, and I'm also going to go ahead and start mixing all of this together. This is very, very important when we're doing this. And as we're doing this, we have to remember that whenever we're cooking anything, we have to just make sure that we're doing this the right way. So we're going to go ahead and add to that 1 cup of sugar. And I'm going to go ahead and add also a vanilla bean, a real vanilla bean. And real vanilla bean is going to be so much better, I promise you. You're absolutely going to love it. Let's go ahead and mix all that together, and we're going to put our oven to 375 degrees. We're going to preset. Go ahead and put your cake in there, but make sure you always oil your pan. And once we put our cake in there, we're going to go ahead and just use a regular package of vanilla pudding mix. Really, really simple. And we're going to go ahead, and once the cake comes out, we're going to split it right in the middle. We're going to put our vanilla pudding. And to make our chocolate ganache, I need 1/4 cup of heavy cream and 4 ounces of good semi-sweet chocolate. Melt that down, pour it over the top, let it sit for about 2 hours, and then in your refrigerator, and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.